Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
What's going on there, Brent Reed?
Oh, I've just touched my son up at FIFA.
Really?
Nine-year-old. I gave him a lesson. 3-0.
Really? 3-0. Honestly, you're a wordsmith.
That's karma. Absolute karma. Absolutely. You I celebrate.
How old is your son who you're thrashing in FIFA?
He's nine.
He's nine.
Do you must feel good about yourself, Brady.
Yeah,
yeah, it was a good moment, Brady. I enjoyed it. I'll let him know about it too. Don't worry.
Hey, does your son know how much of an eligible bachelor you were back in the day, in the Ipswich days?
It's funny. My wife, a friend of ours, just came over. My wife just got the scrapbook out to show the friend. I think she was pretty impressed.
What is this? For those of you who don't know him,
Brent
what is
Reed
this?
Decided to bit of self-promotion during the week on Twitter, found an old article from the scrapbook, posted it. It says, meet Ipswich, the Ipswich eligible singles. It's got a photo of Reedy in some very short shorts, a little boat, little tux, holding his soccer ball because, as Reedy likes to tell us all, he was, I wouldn't say elite. What were you?
Semi-professional. I actually was going to, my wife got me to clean the garage, and my mum kept all these scrapbooks. So I found like my first ever contract, my first NSL contract. Thought I'd put them on Twitter, you know, just to...
Hey, Reedy, I might have accidentally got the picture off M and forwarded it to a friend of a joint friend of mine and yours, and he responded with, "It's been a tough few years for you." I'm not going to give him up, but it was Peter Sullivan.
He just sent me the photo, Brownie. I wondered how we got a hold of it.
Reedy, when you were one of Australia's most eligible bachelors, how old was he, M? What's the
Ipswiches?
23. Right? Ipswich. And let's just read out his Okay. It says, my perfect ideal first date is a lot of dinner, polite conversation, maybe catch a movie and then follow on from there. Let the moment take control with perhaps a romantic ambience.
Beautiful.
And then it says, actually, Brent enjoys golf, soccer, tennis and meeting women with, inverted commas, varying levels of success.
And you left off really beating young 8-9-year-old children.
We were trying to work out, is that you have varying levels of success meeting women, or you don't mind the level of success of the woman you date? So it could be
an executive
or a...
let's just leave it open-ended.
So basically, were you of the view that you could just take what you could get?
Let's just leave some mystery there.
What's a lot of dinner?
I was playing a lot of sport back then, so you know you have to eat, right. To regenerate. Man.
Big dog's got to eat.
Of course he does. I love it. You've already got it online, have you? We could just
head to Brent Reed's Twitter page.
Okay.
Yeah. Brent Reed _7.
Okay.
You got a lot of good reaction, I've got to say, Tane. A lot of good reaction.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely did.
The fans loved it, mate. They loved it.
Hold on, Reedy, did you manscape back then?
No, they didn't. Did that even exist 30 years ago? I don't think that happened 30 years ago, did it?
No.
Everyone just let it all grow, you know, let it all hang out.
Oh, yeah, those were the days, eh?
Yeah, you didn't have to worry about that sort of stuff back then.
No. All right, we probably don't have to worry about it now. The truth be known. What's happening, Brent Reed, with Jerome Hughes? Sensational last night. Where's his future? What's his future?
Yeah, it's funny with Jerome. There's been a... In the background, he's actually been doing a lot of work with Cooper Cronk, or talking to Cooper Cronk during the year. So not a lot's been known about it, because Melbourne didn't make a big deal out of it, because they wanted to respect what Cooper was doing with the Roosters as well, so they didn't want to publicise it too much. But Cooper's on the Storm payroll, and Jerome, basically how it works is Cooper doesn't force his opinion on Jerome. If he sees something in a game that he thinks might help Jerome or Cam Munster, he'll give them a call. Likewise, if they have a question they need to ask Cooper Cronk, then those two blokes will just pick up the phone and ring Cooper. Now, it might happen once a fortnight, it might happen twice a week, but... it's not well known how much influence Cooper's had on Jerome Hughes this year. He was down there in the pre-season and that got publicised, but it's been an ongoing role this year with the Storm, particularly with Jerome Hughes, and I think we've seen the benefits of that. We certainly saw it last night. I mean, Jerome had maybe maybe his best game he's had at the club, and, and he was had some pretty good games this year, Jerome Hughes. Now, the interesting thing is in November, he's one of the November 1 guys. He's got 1 year left on his contract. November 1, he's eligible to talk to other clubs, and he's certainly given himself a chance to put himself right at the forefront of their minds with the way he played last night and what he's now got coming up this week. And now, there were some doubts over whether he was a halfback. Obviously, Brodie Crawford's there. They made the decision to get rid of Brodie at the end of last year, or to let him leave, and they put all their faith in Jerome Hughes. And I think with what he's done this last night and this year, he's shown he's an elite halfback, and Cooper's played a big role in that. And I think it's something that's been not well known. It's been pretty understated. So he's been a very significant influence on Jerome Hughes this year.
All right. What about Tevita Totola? He'll be running around the number 8 jersey for the Bunnies tonight.
He's a great story, Tevita Totola. A few years ago, it was the West Tigers, actually, their under-20s captain. He played the Junior Kangaroos with Nathan Cleary and Dylan Edwards and a couple of other Penrith guys. And he broke his foot and basically had to have foot surgery and basically never heard from the Tigers again. They never told him they wanted him back. There was just silence out of the Tigers. He was actually working as a concrete for 5, 6, 7 months. And Willie Peters was his under-20s coach at the West Tigers, and Willie moved to South. Some people at South asked Willie about Tevita, and Willie said, look, give him a chance. He's a good player. Anthony Seibold was actually the coach that gave him a chance at South. And Sam Burgess during the pre-season didn't know him, walked up to him one day and said, mate, just rip in. You never know what can happen. Tevita got a contract out of that, and now he's on the verge of potentially playing for New South Wales. I mean, Brad Fittler earlier this week, I spoke to Brad, and he said that Tevita's very much in his thinking. So he's a great example, Tevita. He said, look, I want to be a role model for Polynesian kids and all kids. Don't give up, because, you know, if you get your opportunity, you might think it's gone, but never give up on it, because it might come along again. And now he's in a preliminary final. He's one of the form drops in the comp. It's a great story.
Not such a great story, and a sad image as we saw early this year, Jack Bird, and the continuing injury issues that he's had. Where is he likely to land?
Well, there was some Twitter activity today suggesting Jack's done a deal with St. George Illawarra. Now, there's talks going on. I think those talks have hit a bit of an impasse at the moment. I don't think they've progressed to the stage where there's an agreement in place. Now, there's a couple of issues at play, right? Jack's on a huge contract next year. He's got 1 year left. It's $975,000 and the car. And St. George aren't going to foot that bill. They're not going to foot the entirety of it. So somehow they've got to work out a way where Brisbane will pitch in enough money. Now, they've had Brisbane's offered to put in, I believe they offered to put in $200,000 initially, then they offered to put in $300,000. Both times the Dragons said that was not enough. There's certainly an appetite at the Dragons for Jack Bird, and there's an appetite for Brisbane to let Jack Bird potentially go and head back to Sydney, because as they understand it, that's what Jack wants. So this deal's not close at the moment, but I think it will happen, just because there's an appetite on both sides for it to happen. The other challenge the Dragons have got is how much they would have to give him a 2-year deal, so they have to give him another year. That's a challenge, because what's he worth? No one really knows.
Hey, Randy, where are the Dragons looking at playing him, mate?
Well, there was a suggestion they'll look at him at fullback, but, I mean, obviously Matt Dufty's there at the moment, so I don't necessarily think that'll be the case. I would have thought either in the centres or potentially Lock Brown. I'm not sure whether you think he could make it as a lock. Obviously, they've got Jack DeBellin as well, but that's the question with Jack, isn't it, always?
If his body holds up, he can play anywhere. He's just a good player, isn't he? He can play anywhere as long as he's fit.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think that's the way they view it. I mean, they're only a better team if Jack DeBellin's in it. And as I understand it, Anthony Griffin is a fan of Jack Bird. So, look, I think it will happen. It's just a matter of when it happens.
Yeah. St. George Jr., it would be nice to see him back. All right, Reedy, lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much.
I'll go give the young fellow another whooping.
Yeah, off you go. Father of the Year once more.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.